The Viewpoints of the Leader, سید مجتبی حسینی خامنه‌ای.
Imam Sayyid Mujtaba Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, issued a message on the occasion of May 15th, National Persian Language Preservation Day, and the commemoration of the great poet Hakim Abul Qasim Ferdowsi. The following is part of the text of his message. In the third sacred defense, the dear nation of Iran has once again demonstrated, as it did in the two previous imposed wars, that Ferdowsi's legendary tales are a reality in life and a reflection of their heroic character. The valiant Quranic concepts that build human beings in Shahnameh unite all Iranian ethnicities and social strata in preserving their identity, independence, and in the battle against the Zahak-like aggressors. The statement and the message of Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei says that cultural independence is a prerequisite for the true independence of a nation. And that's why there is emphasis on the role of artists in narrating the nation's epic. And this actually reflects the same outlook that considers art as a tool for shaping historical memory and collective identity. So, art and literature, as we understand from the message, must serve the narration of the identity and the resistance of all the nation. And what actually is important is that Ayatollah Sayyid Mujtaba Husseini Khamenei is mentioning Shahnameh as the common memory of the Iranians. Why? Because it's not just a literally work. It talks about justice, it talks about courage and loyalty, and that's why there is connection with the verses of Ferdowsi and the intellectual world of the Shahnameh. The Supreme Leader's message has a deep conceptual connection with the thought and worldview of Ferdowsi. There are different axes of this connection. For example, preserving the Persian language. Ferdowsi repeatedly refers to his role in preserving the Persian language in Shahnameh. He says that I endured much hardships in these 30 years and I revived Iran with this Persian language. The Supreme Leader's message also emphasizes precisely this role and introduces the Persian language as the identity border of the Iranians. There is also this point mentioned in the message because the message refers to the enemies with the term aggressive Zahak-like figures. Zahak is a symbol of tyranny, is a symbol of corruption and satanic domination in Shahnameh. So, in the story of Zahak, the Iranian nation ultimately gains liberation from oppression through the uprising of Kaveh, the blacksmith, and Fereydun. This narrative in the Shahnameh is a symbol of popular resistance against tyranny. So, the use of this symbol in the message actually indicates that the contemporary resistance of the Iranian nation against its enemies must be interpreted within the framework of that same historical model of struggle against oppression. And this is really important and at the very same time, beautiful to have this kind of look at this third imposed war. Thank you for staying with us with the commentary of this message. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done. You've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all.